Ending the January 6th probe, I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The leaders of the House panel investigating the Capitol attack, Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney, telling colleagues the Select Committee exposed the truth and recommended legislative action as the probe comes to an end.
A final report released last month totaled nearly 850 pages and recommended barring former President Trump from holding office again. Several individuals, including former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, refused to testify. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon was convicted of contempt of Congress. On the final day of the committee's existence, more than a dozen interview transcripts were released.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The 118th Congress meets for the first time tomorrow, with the House required to elect a speaker before conducting any business. Congressman Kevin McCarthy facing some opposition from within his own party. He'll need 218 votes to become the chamber's leader. Some Republicans say a change in leadership is needed, as they now have a majority in the House. Russia says a Ukrainian rocket attack has killed scores of its troops.
Russia says 63 soldiers died when a U.S.-supplied HIMARS launch system was used to target a facility in the Russian-controlled Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine. Ukraine earlier claimed it killed more than 400 mobilized Russian troops and injured 300 others. HIMARS is proving critical in allowing Ukraine to hit key targets. Ukrainian officials also saying Russia attacked areas including the capital Kyiv overnight with multiple exploding drones. We're told all were destroyed, but some damage was caused.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Tennis great Martina Navratilova says she's been diagnosed with throat cancer and breast cancer. The 66-year-old 18-time Grand Slam singles champion said in a statement today her prognosis is good and she'll be starting treatments this month. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
We're learning more about the man held as the key suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students.
First, it was reports the alleged killer was stalking girls at the bars. Now we have a new report that he was also wearing gloves around town, so not leave any fingerprints behind. According to this new report in the Daily Mail, the murder suspect, Brian Koberger, wore gloves while shopping at a local grocery store before he was arrested early Friday morning in Pennsylvania. Quote, a good friend of ours was one of the cops who has been following him the last couple days. He followed him into a giant and wore gloves the entire time. He's not stupid and has been very careful. The murder suspect was pursuing a PhD in criminology at Washington State University in Pullman, just a few miles from the off-campus apartment where those quadruple murders took place.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. A new poll finds voters have different priorities in the new year.
The economy still remains a big priority for both conservative and liberal voters, with 30% of voters considering inflation a high priority. The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds that while the economy remains a bipartisan issue, more Republican voters name inflation, energy, immigration, gas, and food prices as top priorities, while Democrats pick health care, poverty, racism, climate change, and abortion as their main areas of concern. Both parties also are worried that hostile political divisions could continue to hamper progress on issues which the public care most about. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Avengers star Jeremy Renner is being treated for serious injuries sustained while plowing snow at his Nevada home. The actor's representative says the 51-year-old's in critical condition, although he's stable. Renner plays Hawkeye in Marvel's movie television universe. He was Oscar-nominated for The Hurt Locker and The Town. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.